Macmillan Audio presents A Mighty Fortress by David Weber. Read for you by Jason Culp. September, Year of God, 890. 1. Lizard Herd Square, City of Manchir, Princedom of Coruscant.
So I don't know about you people, but I've had more than enough of this dragon shit,
Patrick Hainry shouted from his improvised speaker's perch on the municipal fire brigade cistern.
Bastards!
A voice came back out of the small crowd gathered outside the tavern. It was early in the morning, on a Wednesday, and like every other tavern on the face of Safehold, all the taverns of the city of Manchir were closed and would stay that way until after morning mass. The sun was barely up, the narrow streets were still caverns of shadow, but the clouds overhead already promised rain by afternoon, and the humidity was high. As Hainry noted, were tempers. It wasn't a huge crowd. In fact, it was considerably smaller than the one he'd hoped for, and probably at least half the men in it were there more out of curiosity than commitment. But the ones who were committed...
Fucking murderers! Someone else snarled back.
Hainry nodded vigorously, hard enough to make sure everyone in his angry audience could recognize the gesture. He was a silversmith by trade, not an actor or an orator, and certainly not a priest. But over the last few 5 days, he'd had the opportunity to profit by the experience and advice of quite a few men who were trained priests. He'd learned how voice projection and spontaneous body language could support and emphasize a message, especially when that message was backed by genuine, burning outrage.
Yes, he shouted back to the last speaker. Damned right, they're murderers, unless you want to believe that lying bastard Caleb.
He flung up his hands in eloquent contempt.
Of course he didn't do it. Why, what possible motive could he have had to order Prince Hector's murder?
A fresh chorus of outrage, this time formed of pure anger rather than anything as artificial as words, answered him. And he smiled savagely.
Goddamned butchers!
Yet another voice shouted.
Priest killers! Heretics! Remember Farade!
Yes,
he nodded his head again, just as vigorously as before.
They can say what they want, this new archbishop of ours and his bishops, but I'm not so sure you aren't right about Caleb's precious Church of Caris. Maybe there are some priests who've abused their offices. No one wants to believe that. I don't want to, do you? But remember what Archbishop Willem said in his report about the Farade massacre. There's no doubt Caleb lied about how terrible the original attack was, and it's for damn sure he and all his other bootlickers have been lying about how restrained their response to it was. But even so, Mother Church herself acknowledged that the priests who were hanged impiously with no proper church trial by Archbishop Michael's own brother, mind you, were guilty of wrongdoing. Mother Church said that, and the Grand Vicar imposed a personal penance on the Grand Inquisitor himself for letting it happen. Does that sound to you like Mother Church can't be trusted? Like we can't rely on her to deal with abuses and corruption? Like the only answer is to defy God's own church? Cast down the vicarate Langhorne himself ordained?